Criticism of the Supreme Court. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today calling out the Supreme Court for last week's decision to overturn federal abortion rights included in the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision.
We've been a leader in the world in terms of personal rights and privacy rights, and it is a mistake, in my view, for the Supreme Court to do what it did.
Before departing the NATO conference in Madrid, the president said he supports a carve-out in the Senate's filibuster rules to enact a federal law to protect women's reproductive rights. Some Senate Democrats have expressed opposition to any changes in the filibuster rule. In its final day of the current session, the Supreme Court said the Biden administration could phase out the Trump-era immigration policy that required asylum seekers to remain in Mexico while their cases were processed. The High Court, in a separate ruling, limited the EPA in its use of the Clean Air Act to limit greenhouse gas emissions from power plants. A federal judge says a lawsuit by the parents of Gabby Petito against the parents of Brian Laundrie can move forward.
Over claims that they knew that their son murdered a 22-year-old Gabby Petito on a cross-country trip, even as law enforcement was searching for Petito. The suit argues that the Laundries hid behind legal counsel to shield their son, who later committed suicide. The judge denying Chris and Roberta Laundrie's motion to dismiss the case brought by Petito's parents.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. It appears the tractor trailer involved in a human smuggling attempt that left 53 people dead had passed through an inland U.S. Border Patrol checkpoint with migrants inside the rig earlier in its journey. A U.S. official saying the truck went through an Interstate 35 checkpoint near Laredo, Texas, with 73 people inside that trailer. It's not known whether the driver was questioned or the truck was cleared through without any inspection. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Ukraine's president says Russian forces are deliberately attacking civilians.
President Volodymyr Zelensky's office has released a new video that he says is proof that Russia targeted civilians during a missile strike at a central Ukraine shopping mall Monday. At least 18 people were killed. Russia has claimed it hit a weapons depot, causing an explosion and fire at the nearby mall. Another missile strike hit Mykolaiv, killing at least 3 civilians and injuring 5 more. A separate strike hit near a residential building in Kharkiv. President Zelensky addressed NATO officials asking for more artillery and says Ukraine will need $5 billion per month to fight this war. Reporting in Lviv, Ukraine, I'm Nate Foy, Fox News.
The Jewish community in Massachusetts is on edge because of the launch of a mysterious pro-Palestine website. The new site lists the names and addresses of scores of local institutions, some of them Jewish. Along with the list are calls to dismantle and disrupt those institutions. Free school lunches for students have come to an end.
The school meals program that was free to all students throughout the pandemic expires today, leaving millions of school-age kids across the country without access to breakfast or lunch. Congress passed and President Biden signed last week a $3 billion package that extends partial school meals throughout the next school year, though that's based on income, where families above the poverty level will have to pay something. This as schools have also felt the crippling strain of the economy, with rising food, gas, and labor costs and shortages. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Iowa Supreme Court today reversing a longstanding precedent that allowed landowners to sue for damages when a neighboring hog farm causes water pollution or odor problems. A decision a blow to property owners in rural areas who want to take legal action over expanding hog farms. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.